leave George Lucas alone.
Kevin, how are you, buddy?
What's up, guys?
It's Kevin Smith, our first real celebrity on the Opie and Anthony show.
Thank God.
What? You mean Moore hasn't been on the show yet?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
He's waiting for Last Comic Standing to end, and then he'll be back with us, I'm sure.
Kevin, I know you're a big Star Wars fan.
Oh, yes.
What do you think of the special edition?
I'm just happy to have it on DVD.
See, the son of a bitch made you happy that it's out on DVD at all.
Totally. I'm not one of them. I'm total Uncle Tom for George Lucas.
You're not a purist, one of those, because I've read the reviews where it either gets 4 stars or 1 star. There's nothing in between. And the people that give it 1 star are so pissed off that he's added things in and taken things out that they cannot handle it. They're ready to kill themselves.
It's his movies, right? So let him, if he wants to add stuff and if he feels it's a continuing work in progress that he can update every 10 years when the technology jumps, let him do it. Makes him happy.
I don't know. Are you saying this because you've superimposed some CGI on Clerks?
Basically, in Clerks 10, we include the scene where Greedo shoots first. Yeah.
See, now that is a perfect example. Now, you can't even be into that.
No, I was never into that.
That was the dumbest thing.
I really don't like, because I thought it was, even as a kid, I thought, oh my God, how pimp. When, Han Solo shoots, when he just blows his dude away, his dudes give him a little grief in the cantina, and he's just like, oh, fuck. Hey, wait a second. We're on satellite. Can we curse?
Oh, you can curse.
You can do whatever
absolutely.
You want.
Like,
oh. You should have heard the show earlier. A girl was getting off with a power
getting
drill.
Off with a drill bit.
Was she in a church confessional at the time?
No, that's... We'll wait a little while before we do that.
You might want to build up to that one.
Yeah. I like how Han shot him under the table, too. Didn't even show him the gun.
Totally.
It's like that, like you said, completely pimp.
Blows him away, pitches the bartender a quarter.
Well, perhaps because he's a space pirate, because the guy's supposed to be like a roving scumbag, and now, what, because George Lucas has kids, he figures he's got to make these, because he's a role model now or something, and he's got to be a do-gooder, so they change the movie? I don't like that.
Be happy that George Lucas' life didn't take other turns, and instead he would have turned Han into a butt pirate. Could you imagine that? Instead of shooting Greedo, he just spins him around on the table face down and
drills him.
Totally.
What do you got coming in on Clerks 10?
Clerks 10, it's a pretty sweet DVD as far as I'm concerned. 3 discs and lots of extras, and the best extra on that disc, though, and on the whole set, is this documentary that our friend Phil Benson put together, which is a 90-minute doc called The Snowball Effect, which kind of tells the whole story of Clerks. Like how, from a story from me as a child all the way up to the movie getting bought.
Really?
It's better than the movie itself, to be honest with you.
That's hard. That's a hard sell right there. One of my favorite movies, man.
Thank you, sir.
And
it's
made,
right up there.
And may I say, made for $10.50 is what I hear.
$10, sir. $9.35.
Very, very inexpensive movie to make.
Kevin, I want to thank you for Vulgar.
Oh, Brian Johnson's movie.
Yeah, the only movie I was ever horrified by.
The clown rape picture.
The clown
rape picture. Yeah, I remember that one, sure.
I found a copy of that and I checked it out. I was horrified, and nothing bothers me, by the way. Nothing.
Total date movie.
It was...
Yeah, that's a chick flick.
We're a little distracted because I think CBS is here and they're setting up cameras in the studio.
Oh.
For the next segment.
Get out of here.
CBS, so it's got to be accurate.
They want to talk to the pioneers of satellite radio.
Right. We are the pioneers. We are the first. We invented satellite radio.
Basically, Dan Rather's going to come in and say you invented satellite.
That's right. See, that wouldn't be good for
we
us.
We have documents saying that Opie and Anthony...
were first. Oh, boy.
How is it? How is satellite radio?
It's pretty cool. It's a trip. It's quite different from broadcast radio.
Right.
Not just with the curses, but just the subject matter you can cover, you know?
Yeah, that's the best part of this. You don't have to beat around the bush. You just say what you're feeling.
If there's a girl and she's been masturbating and we have audio of it, we can say that she's been masturbating. We don't have to spend 10 minutes trying to let everybody know what she's doing without actually saying it.
Trying to talk around it.
Yeah, which leaves a dilemma of coming up with more material to fill the time. Jesus Christ, we actually have to prepare and do a show now.
Yeah, we have no commercials, so technically we're doing like 5 hours of material. Whoa,
that
light's not too bright.
That is a bright light.
Hey, I just got a tan.
Bill Cosby would say that you guys aren't working hard enough because now you're just going to be blue, blue, blue.
Right.
We're trying to keep it under control, Kevin.
And Bill Cosby knows.
I think it's genius. I think the idea of being able to say whatever you want on the radio finally is such an idea whose time has come a long time ago.
Yeah, what a great thought.
And when I say
to be able to say what you want in America.
I mean C-U-M, cum, not C-O-M-E.
Right.
Because on satellite we can talk about cum.
But then, you know, we also had clever breaks today, Kevin. It's all about balance.
There you go.
That's right.
So do you guys have to do commercials or no?
No, that's why we're kind of talking to you still.
We just bullshit.
We just kind of hang out and...
Yeah, there's plenty of time for us.
Know what they do when we go to break? Because, you know, so we could get coffee or go to the bathroom, they play George Carlin bits.
Do they really?
Yeah. Washington doesn't know funny yet. See what happens? We're in New York, and then when we take a break, they take the show in Washington, and they just don't know funny yet. They think George Carlin is the only funny human being ever born.
George Carlin's hysterical, by the way.
Of course, but when you hear the same bits every break, it's a little old, you know?
He's a god. He's a total god. Only made one bad movie in his life, Jersey Girl.
Oh, Jesus. I got to ask you, how pissed were you when Gigli came out and just got trashed? You had to see something in the cards there.
You sit there. I was going, well, America will ignore the bad movie and embrace what I felt was a good movie.
Right.
And I was partly right. You know, like Gigli made $6 million, we made $25 million, but I don't know. It sucked because that movie could have done like at least $50 million.
Yeah, it just had this pall over it because you know, the same two people. And I like how you completely dropped J Lo from any of the commercials. Like she wasn't even in it.
It was such an albatross around the neck.
That sucks.
Couldn't believe it. It was like Germany for the next 60 years after the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And no matter what they did, people were just like, yeah, but you did the Holocaust, remember? And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what comes out of Germany. It's just like, yeah, but try to live past the point of the Holocaust. Exactly.
Totally. Like, look, we got this kid. This little kid's amazing. Yeah, but Bennifer's in it. And you're like, well, but George Carlin's great. Yeah, but Bennifer's in it. Yeah, but it's Ben's best work. Yeah, but he's half of Bennifer, you know. You couldn't escape it. And then people would just trash it for the sake of trashing it. The really gratifying thing is when you read reviews, and not, you know, from critics, of course, because they dig in on their position and stay there.
Yeah.
But, like, from people who on our website who would be like, you know, fuck Jersey Girl. And then 6 months later, they're like, you know what, dude, I rented Jersey Girl. It's actually pretty good. And you're like, thanks, Mom, thanks.
Yeah. Getting pissed at the message board geeks. Yeah.
All right, Kevin, you're going to come in and hang with us, right?
Know what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm going to pop in. I think in November I'm actually going to be in New York. I'm going out to New Jersey. This I love. I'm going out to New Jersey for to receive an award from the New Jersey Educational Association, the NGEA.
Wow, what did you do?
I was a product of the public school system that made good.
You know,
so they're going to give me an award. Isn't that great?
You get honored for something like that, and I couldn't even go back to my high school and get my diploma. They won't, like, I want to get my honorary high school diploma from my high school.
And all Anthony has to do is a gym class.
I just have to make up, like, some gym credits or something, so I'll do some pull-ups or, you know.
He just has to climb the rope a few times, and he gets his diploma, and they
play
won't let him
do it. Play some dodgeball. I don't know. Anything, but they wouldn't even entertain the idea.
A few more credits. What was the problem? You didn't want to go shower at the shower time during?
I was kind of one of them. I was not the get in a room and get naked with a bunch of my pupil mates in school. It wasn't like the thing I really wanted to do. No, I'd rather be out back smoking pot.
You weren't digging the big parachute? You wouldn't participate in the big parachute thing?
I think it was a little later than when they brought the big parachute into gym and had us flop it around.
Oh,
no,
boy, that was a lot of fun.
It was, I hated gym class. I was never into sports or anything when I was in school, so I just never went to gym. I hung out back and smoked pot, and they never gave me a diploma. I think I've done okay without it. And maybe if I make a contribution to their high school radio station, maybe they'll give me a diploma. I just feel left out.
Now you're playing the game, dude. That's
a little money, right? You got to grease somebody, right?
Did you lose points when you didn't shower in school?
No, I hear though that they did take grades off of some people.
Totally, I would do. I'd lose points, and I didn't want to shower. My dick was tiny, so I didn't. I'd lose points left and right. And then you do that thing where, like, you quickly after gym, you run in, you just throw your head under the sink.
Wet your head, yeah.
The only guys that wanted a shower were the ones that had the big hogs.
Totally,
you're so right.
Or the gay guys. I would think.
If I was fucking hung huge, I would so be in the shower every day. Soaping it up and like, look, but you know,
with porno star shaved balls,
absolutely,
just like showing it off, making sure the water's nice and warm so it gets extra hunky. Oh, now there's a girl in here.
I know, we can't talk dirty anymore.
What an attractive lady that's in here.
Because when
now.
It comes down to it, we're really like nice guys and behave when there's a woman around.
Isn't that terrible?
No more.
We're not talking about the sluts that come in here. We're talking about a
a lady
that comes.
No more of that wow stuff.
Yeah, we do that on Wednesday, but now there's a lady in here, so we're going to feel weird discussing anything like that.
Just tell her it's WAF, dude.
It's Kelly from CBS News, and we got an AP writer in here. It's going to get a little crazy now, so.
Well, Kevin, you also have Clerks 2 you're working on?
Working on Clerks 2 in January. We start shooting.
Everyone coming back for that one?
Just the boys. Just bringing back Dante, Randall, James, Tom, and Bob, and it's a funny, funny flick.
I don't doubt it. Absolutely.
You can doubt it, and I'll prove you wrong.
Okay, I'll doubt it a little bit, and then prove me wrong.
Well, congrats, dude, on being back. That's excellent.
All right, Kevin.
Thanks, man, and we'll hopefully hook up with you through Big Kev in November.
Yeah, he brags about his little cameo.
Big Kev is my guy.
Yeah. We didn't believe him.
Me and Big Kev are total comic book nerds.
Absolutely. Yeah. Believe me, we know.
We didn't believe Kevin for the longest time, but I guess we have to start believing
him. I know. We were thinking, sure, Kevin Smith knows you. Sure, you know him and hang out.
I had to show them the Jersey Girl trailer where you could see the top of my head.
Big Kev is a flat-out pimp in the world of comics. Have you ever seen his sketchbook? It's huge.
I know.
That's what matters. In the world of comics, it's not the size of your dick, it's the size of your sketchbook.
He's my Spawn action figure connection also.
Yep.
Yeah, any action figure I need, he's there.
He hooks you up.
All total right. Geek.
Do you want anything special when you come by?
No. Just don't make me shower, please.
No problem.
No worries. All right, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
congrats,
Kevin.
Congrats, guys.
Awesome. Kevin Smith, everyone.